This is KUT. Many of us use apps like FaceTime to connect with friends and family. But at a restaurant in South Austin, video messaging technology is helping deaf employees communicate. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
Bradley Veras and his coworkers are prepping crepes for a long line of hungry customers. They're stuffing the sweet ones with fresh strawberries, spreading tomato sauce and pesto on the savory creations. In this busy kitchen, you won't hear the staff yelling any orders. Veras is deaf, and so are all of his coworkers at Crepe Crazy. Speaking through an interpreter, he explains how they communicate with customers.
We just start pointing at things, and they naturally just follow along. If they don't want a certain item, then they'll point to that item and shake their heads no. It's such a nice thing because since the day we opened, we've never had a problem with customers who don't sign.
Thanks to some helpful tools, the staff is also in constant communication with each other. They use a smartphone app called Glide, which lets users record and send instant video messages to their friends. It's basically like texting, but with video.
It's very helpful for updates with food, updates for specials of the month, or any special thing that comes up, we're able to communicate about it efficiently and quickly.
Veras likes that the app allows him to communicate face-to-face and message his coworkers in sign language.
For deaf people particularly, English isn't their first language.
That's Sarah Snow, Glide's community manager. She recently presented the app at South by Southwest Interactive and hosted a meetup for users at Crepe Crazy. Snow says Glide wasn't designed specifically for the hearing impaired, but once it launched, she started getting a lot of feedback from deaf users.
And then I started to engage with them and I put out my first video in sign language and it blew up. And like ever since then, the community has just grown and grown and grown. And today we have 20 million installs and a few hundred thousand of those are from the deaf community.
The National Institutes of Health estimate that close to 1 million people in the United States are functionally deaf. It's a population Snow says is underserved by other video messaging apps.
They can't get on a phone call. So really the only way that they can communicate is through video. And video calling in itself is a hassle. You need to schedule a call. So what we did was we broke that barrier with video communication.
Snow takes out her smartphone and shows me how to send a message on Glide. It takes all of 5 seconds.
That's how easy it is. You press record, and if your friends are online, they'll watch it in real time. If they're not online, they can go back, press play, and watch it whenever it's convenient for them, just like that.
Crepe Crazy owner Ina Gitterman uses the app to communicate with friends and family, so it only made sense to incorporate it into her business. Here she is speaking through an interpreter.
It was such easy communication, such great communication access for us, and our business really relies on the Glide communication. We use it every single day.
Gitterman and her husband started Crepe Crazy as a food truck, setting up shop at local festivals and fairs. As the business grew and they had to hire more employees, they naturally gravitated toward hiring deaf workers. It made for easier communication in the kitchen. 3 months ago, the family opened a restaurant on South Lamar. Gitterman makes it a point not to advertise Crepe Crazy as a deaf restaurant. She wants to be known first and foremost for her food.
We all do use sign, and that's how we communicate behind the counter, and our customers notice that. But we don't make a production of it being a deaf-owned business. It's just easy and friendly, and we're thrilled with that.
Gitterman says she's overwhelmed by the positive response they've received, and business is booming.
We're thrilled that there's not any struggle for the deaf community members as they come in, that they can order at ease, and that it just shows that deaf people can do anything.
Gitterman says some customers who don't know sign language may be confused or hesitant at first, but the staff always finds a way to communicate. Saida Hassan, KUT News.